Masechet Avot Perek Bet Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah says, Hu haya omer, Hillel would say as well, Marbe basar, marbe rima. The more meat a person consumes, the more food there will be for the maggots. A person may think that, you know what, if I take care of myself, I eat, I drink, I engage in these types of physical pleasures, it'll strengthen my body, it'll be a positive, good thing. But in reality, what the Mishnah is telling us is no, it'll only be more food for the worms when a person passes away. That's all it really will stand for. And the Gemara tells us that worms on a body are very painful to the neshama, like a needle onto a live body. So therefore, a person shouldn't overeat. He shouldn't engage too much in physical pleasures. We're seeing here that all excess is going to be a problem, besides for what the Mishnah will list. Marbe nechasim, marbe de'aga. The more wealth a person has, the more worry. A person may think that the more wealthy he is, the less worry he has, because he doesn't have to worry about paying his bills, about making ends meet, and therefore people who are rich must be happy people. But in reality, a person who's rich is constantly worried about preserving his wealth and taking care of his properties, and he always has his possessions on his mind. Maybe they're going to get stolen, maybe he's going to be attacked, maybe he's going to be kidnapped. So therefore, it brings on more anxiety and more worry. Madbe nashim, madbe keshafim. The more wives, the more witchcraft. Witchcraft is asur according to the Torah. And when a person has multiple wives, even though it's permitted by the Torah, it's discouraged, because a person who has multiple wives, they're all going to vie for his attention, and they'll even go to means of witchcraft in order to achieve the attention of their husband. Madbe shefahot, madbe zima. Marbe avadim, marbe gezel. The more maids a person has, the more immorality. The more servants, the more stealing. A Kenani maidservant and a manservant were known to have an immoral relationship constantly, and they also stole. So the more servants a person has, the more theft and the more immorality he'll have, and he's responsible for those sins. These people are under his jurisdiction. So therefore, when they do these things wrong, it's going to technically be on him. Marbe Torah, marbe Hayim. The more Torah a person has, the more life he possesses as well. The physical pleasures that we mentioned before are only leading a person into a negative way, but the more Torah a person studies, the longer his life is going to be. Like the Pasuk tells us, Ki hu hayecha ve'orech yamecha. This is your life and the length of your days. The whole purpose of existence is Torah, and therefore when a person does it, he's actually living. Marbe yeshiva, marbe chokhma. The more students, the more wisdom. A Torah scholar should have many people around him who are going to keep asking him questions and keep him sharp. They'll keep him with a tremendous amount of wisdom, and that's why a person should constantly have more talmidim around him. Marbe etza, marbe tivuna. The more advice, the more understanding a person has. The people who are wise are always going to ask other people for their opinion to give them a different perspective or another understanding of how things should be, much more than they could have done on their own. Marbe sedaka, marbe shalom. The more charity, the more peace. A poor man understands and appreciates rich people who take care of him and support him, so that when people give charity, they're going to create peace between one and the other, and there'll be shalom ba'olam, because the rich are taking care of the poor. Kana shem tov, kana la'atzmo. If a person acquired a good reputation, he acquired it for himself. A person who studies and is involved in Torah, and he's doing everything we said above, he's looking for advice, he's giving charity, he's giving tzedakah. So when he does that, he's really acquiring a good name for himself, as opposed to wealth. If a person's pursuing wealth, he may think people treat him honorably and they treat him nicely, but that's only because of the money that he has. It's not really because of him internally, who he is. And that money could go as quickly as it came, and therefore he won't have that reputation anymore once the money's gone. But a good name, because of wisdom, because of actions, that stays with a person much longer. Kanalo divre Torah, kanalo haye ha'olam haba. Somebody acquired Torah, he learned Torah on a very high level, and he gets constantly engaged in Torah study, he acquires the next world for him. Not only does learning of Torah, like we said, help a person in this world, but it helps him, of course, in the world to come as well. We know that the pasuk that we mentioned, kihu hayecha ve'orech yamecha, we have multiple things being mentioned over here. That we have the number one, hayecha, and then orech yamecha, your life and length of your days. So it tells us that Torah helps you not only in this world, which is hayecha, but also orech yamecha, which represents olam haba. A person will receive olam haba for his Torah learning.